Greetings. I'm Pastor Joel, and welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him, where we've been sampling the Psalms. And Psalm 15 is what Happy and Whole in Him is all about. It begins with these two questions. Listen. Lord, who may dwell in your sacred tent? Who may live on your holy mountain? The Bible from one end to the other teaches us that men were created to live in the presence of God. Our problem is that our first parents, Adam and Eve, rebelled and were cast out of God's presence. And our alienation from God produces alienation in all other aspects. We find ourselves struggling to thrive in our world as we pollute it everywhere we go. We struggle to get along with our neighbors. We struggle to get along with ourselves. We are not who we want to be. But God has a plan to recreate the qualities in mankind to make us whole again. Listen to the recreated person who is living as God intended us to be in the answer to these questions. Verse 2. The one whose walk is blameless, who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from their heart, whose tongue utters no slander, who does no wrong to a neighbor and casts no slur on others, who despises a vile person, but honors those who fear the Lord, who keeps an oath even when it hurts, and does not change their mind, who lends money to the poor without interest, who does not accept a bribe against the innocent. Whoever does these things will never be shaken. And that last part there might be better translated, he shall not be moved ever. His place is assured. You see, the answer to the question of who shall bask in God's presence is less a who question and more a what kind of person question. And we hear about this person who is truly whole, who delights in doing what is right, whose words are pure truth because they reflect what's going on in the heart. They have no selfish thoughts, never speak a cruel word about their neighbor, who measures others simply by their relationship with their Creator. How about this? Will keep their promises, no matter how painful it will be. Completely resolved, loves to lend without ever a thought of gain. This person is steadfast, happy and whole, basking ever in the glory of God's holy presence. And the good news, my friend, is this psalm does not call you to look at yourself and how far short you fall. I mean, really, who measures up? You? Me? I don't think so. The good news is this psalm is not so much a call to look at you and your limited resources in hopes you can gain admission, climb the mountaintop of holiness when God's standard is absolute, unchanging perfection. Rather, it is a call to look at God's saving work in the sending of Jesus. Nobody's perfect is what we can all agree on. I don't want to lower the standard and stay stuck in my mess. I have temptations to do things I shouldn't. I struggle with shame. I lose my balance all the time. And I don't want to continue perpetually in this. Psalm 15 calls me to turn from my shortcomings and fix my eyes on Jesus, who died to pay for my shortcomings. And I trust that by faith, I'm united to the resurrected Christ who is forever in the presence of God, who is fully man like me, but happy and whole, and I find my identity in Him. My friend, this is what makes Christianity different. Other religions have a fellow who is aloof from the rest of us, and then they give us a bunch of principles to master so we can ascend this mountaintop they already have. But our God did not remain aloof. Our God came down from the holy mountain and moved into the neighborhood. God's presence came to those who were cast out in the incarnation of Jesus. And Jesus preached Psalm 15 in his Sermon on the Mount, and then he lived it out for us. And when he ascended back up the mountain, it was not to go back to being aloof. No, it was to give us in greater measure what those who didn't measure up needed so much. You might think, like Jesus' disciples did, that it would be better to have Jesus on earth with us. They didn't want him to go. But if Jesus was still on earth, think about it. You'd have to compete with billions of people just to get a moment of his time. Jesus knew it would be better if he went away so he could send his spirit, pour it out on all flesh. God's presence came down to unite us to Jesus in the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit has one job, to make us like Jesus, the one who is happy and whole and ever dwells in God's presence. And the good news is, if you want the Spirit, all you have to do is ask. Luke 11:13.